Hey, what's up, you knuckleheads? Me and Rosie over here, giving her a little scratchy, our weekly scratches, diving into our research of how pleasurable our scratchies can get. She seems to be pretty happy with the progress of the research. It got me thinking of research and how we pass on information and how we've hit a plateau of like just passing on general information, let alone our institutions and schooling, but just how we pass along general facts. I was thinking of the five senses, and no one really disputes the five senses, yes, but how we teach them should be maybe rethought, because some senses are obviously more important than others if you really think about it. You have smell, taste, touch, sight, and sound. And sometimes your brain doesn't think of all of them all so fast. But anyhow, if you think about it, is touch as important as taste? I'd probably say no. I think everyone should probably agree. And then you could take it a step further. Is sight and sound as important as touch? No, I don't think so. And there's always the question of, I've always thought this throughout my whole life. I was like, whether you'd rather be blind or deaf, because I couldn't imagine both. They both must be terrible. I think you'd have to probably want your sight a little more, but even not being able to hear would be terrible. I couldn't imagine being blind. Prayers go out to everybody who's blind. I can't imagine living that reality every single day, not being able to see. And there's crazy studies of like how your other senses get, you know, in hyper mode because of it. Like a blind person can hear just way better than someone who can see all the time. It's really interesting, but off the point. My point was, I don't really know what my point is, but when you're seeing something or hearing something, you're really just hearing and seeing a reaction of touch. Touch is the most important sense by far. I mean, touch is everything. Touch is, you're seeing yourself touch your feet to the earth every day. Like that's the one. That's our reality. Our reality is touch. Like if we didn't have touch, we would just feel like, I don't think there's a disease where someone just can't feel anything, even to the point where their brain can't feel like that they're right here right now on earth, because then you would have no reality at all. Like you need touch to ground yourself to anything at all. So touch, like when you're hearing something, you're just hearing two things touch, or the reaction of two things touching, like a fire or like a chemical reaction. So touch is the one. So I don't really know where I was thinking about this, but it's like we say the five senses, but it like, and then that of course just like led me down a road of how we just teach things. Like we've for the last 50, 60 years, or just like schooling just teaches things a certain way. That's the way things are. And like when you're growing up and hearing it, like that's like, I don't know, I don't even know how to word it. It puts you in a, like this is the way things are. And like there's no room for people to rethink the way things are and like put things in a different way to make real advancement, because it's like we think we have everything already like figured out. The general population just like thinks like some person with an opinion, like kind of off the wall opinion, is just crazy because we already have things all figured out. Like we have nothing more to figure out. It's the most ridiculous thing ever. Like, there's nothing else out there. Aliens don't exist. Like, this is it. We got it all. So stupid. But I think there should be a hierarchy of senses. Like, because I think sight and sound are a little more important than smell and taste. And then I would say touch is like the main one. Like touch is everything. Touching, like what happens? Like there should be two for touch. One is like you're touching, you're petting your dog. But then what is she feeling? She's feeling touch too, but she's not initiating it. But there's that, like, you know, if you ever had your back scratched or something, there's that feeling of touch. But what is that? That's the touch sense, but not really. That's different. That's like a sensation that something is brought to you, like not on the outer surface of your skin, but you're feeling like a sensation within your pleasure sensors in your brain and your spine and stuff. So like when you get like tingles, like hearing someone talk, there's all those ASMR, whatever they are, and there's people just talking, and like people get tingles listening to just the their voice. Like, what is that? Is that touch or is that sound? That's kind of interesting. I just thought of that right now. But I guess I'll wrap it up at that. Hope you guys are doing all right. Having a happy new year. Happy New Year's. Peace, positivity, patience. Later.